Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, the series where we share a bonus story with you to help you get through that midweek slump. This week we have a story by a listener named Unique Comet. This story started when I was in 7th standard. I live in India with a big joint family in one of the biggest cities in India, though most of us are separated now. I had just moved to class 7 when we relocated to a more rural area. My dad worked as a bank manager, and the place he was transferred to was in an eerily small town, but it was sunny nonetheless. My dad's bank was attached to a shopping complex, which was the biggest thing in that town besides a hotel. It was my summer break, and my family and I decided to spend it in that town to help my dad set up the new apartment that he had bought. His apartment was more than a 15-minute walk from the hotel and an hour or more from his office. One day, my mom, brother, and I decided to walk to my dad's office to have lunch with him. It was pleasant weather, so we enjoyed the walk somewhat. After lunch, my dad went back to his office. My mom, brother, and I shopped a bit before trekking back to the apartment. It was already dark, so my mom hired a rickshaw. If you don't know, a rickshaw is an open cart attached to a bicycle driven by a man. We hopped on the cart. My mom sat in the front, my brother sat with his legs folded in the middle, and I dangled my legs facing the back road. I saw this guy on a bicycle starting to follow us. He didn't smile or wave or anything. He fixated on looking at me while cycling just 5 feet away from our rickshaw. I didn't think too much of it, and I continued looking down at the road and swinging my legs. After a few minutes, I looked up again, and I didn't see him. I thought that this was possibly due to the cars on the road coming between us, and it filled me with a sense of relief. But my relief was short-lived because we passed a mechanic shop where I saw him standing with his bicycle looking at us on the road. As we passed, he put his feet on the pedals and started to follow us again, leaving an even smaller gap of about 2 to 3 feet behind us now. We reached the apartment just as he caught up with us. There was a small path from the main road leading inside the society, which was mostly under construction with only 5 flats available. We paid for the rickshaw ride and started walking down the path. I turned and saw the guy that was following us standing at the edge of the path on the side of the road. He smiled creepily, at me in particular, so I quickly ran inside and we got to our flat. Later that night, as we often did, we climbed up to the terrace to take in the sweet breeze and look at the horizon. The road was visible on one side, while the view of the horizon was on the other. My parents and brother were on the side of the terrace watching the horizon while I wandered onto the side where the road was visible. That's when I saw him. The same man. He was standing underneath a streetlight with his hands folded behind him. I could see that he was trying to figure out which floor that I was on when I came into his view. Had he been waiting for me this entire time, stalking me outside? I ran back to my parents. I didn't tell them anything about this because I was embarrassed, and I knew that they would just brush it off as nothing. The next day, we were scheduled to return to the city in the evening. Instead, we returned early in the morning due to my persistence and stubbornness. The next time we visited my dad, I was scared to leave the apartment. I thought that I saw the man on the bicycle again at that same mechanic shop when we were buying food at a place across the street from it. I have nightmares about him to this day. Even though my dad transferred back to the city not long after, my family and I never visited that eerily small rural town again. So to the scary man that followed my family and me on a bicycle, let's not meet. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Unique Comet for sharing that story. If you have a story you would like to hear on the show, send it to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com. We'll see you all next week for a full episode of Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast. Stay safe.